We start celebrating the American market once we reach the figure that we once reached before we started our problems, before sanctions were slammed on Zimbabwe, before travel warnings were slammed on Zimbabwe by the American government. So basically, before that, I'm talking about here, prior to 2000, in 1996, we received 83,000 Americans. That is the highest number we have ever received from the American market. So 26,000, yes, it's a good figure, and we're happy that it's a big jump from the 13,000 we received last year. And it seems that we are going in the right direction, and but we are not celebrating as yet.
Now, tell us, why are Americans so much interested in Zimbabwe, these tourists?
It's not all Americans who are interested in Zimbabwe. The whole world is interested in Zimbabwe. The only thing that has made Zimbabwe look like it's not a very good attractive destination was the politics that we all know, which I'm not going to talk about. And we all know that every government in every market issued travel warnings to come to Zimbabwe and encourage their citizens not to visit Zimbabwe. So the interest in Zimbabwe has always been there, and it's not only from Americans, from Europe and now from China, from everywhere. Everyone in the world is very much interested in visiting Zimbabwe, especially when we look that Zimbabwe has got one of the seven wonders of the world, and which makes us very proud, the Victoria Falls.
It seems as if you want to go on an aggressive promotion campaign to get more tourists in the Americas,
yes,
and other parts of the world.
Yes.
Just give us,
yes,
a brief about that.
No, it's not going to be an aggressive marketing campaign to market this Zimbabwe as a destination, but it's going to be very, you omitted very aggressive. Yeah, we're going to be very aggressive in the markets, and we want to see Zimbabwe regaining its position of yesteryear, prior to 2000. We are saying that the major problem that Zimbabwe had with the markets was the image. So we have had an image transformation program, which we're calling perception management program, but I think we really need to transform our image. Perception management, yes, it has worked to some extent here and there. You know that we have been bringing a lot of celebrities from America who were going back and were talking good about Zimbabwe, but I think we really need to transform the image to a positive image. It's still, there's two vibes of a negative, of our negative image in America. There's two there. We want to eliminate this type of thinking about Zimbabwe.